Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
You know, my father never dreamed he'd ever face a day with the prospects of not living in the country he fought for in World War II, or at least not the one he had known his whole life. He never wished to live anywhere else as it was his home and thought he was privileged to live here. Today he would awaken with his coffee and realize everything was about to change. No matter how he voted, no matter what he saw, something evil seemed to be invading his nation, and he would have realized his family's life was never going to be the same. He would have been confused by the hostility of family and friends. He would have looked at people he had known his whole life so filled with hate that they would agree with the pains they had never expressed as their own. He probably would have thought he had entered the Twilight Zone, wondering if we had become a nation that had lost its collective mind. And he would ask, can you justify the insanity of a guy pretending to be a woman while you're required to agree with him? Would he wonder if people who have never owned slaves should pay slave reparations to people who have never been slaves? And of course, I would try to convince my pops that people who have never been to college should pay the debt of college students who took out huge loans to pay for their degrees. Oh, Dad, we allow immigrants with polio and tuberculosis in, but you better be able to prove your dog has been vaccinated. I can see his Irish and German friend engineer who wanted to migrate to the U.S. who had to go through a vigorous vetting process. But any illiterate gangbanger who jumps a southern fence is welcome. More? Well, $5 billion of border security is far too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free health care is not. And Dad, now for the capper. People who say there's no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. Imagine his sheer delight in seeing other countries going the socialist route and collapsing. But it seems like a great idea for us. While some people are held responsible for things before they were born and others not held responsible for what they're doing right now. People are dying of a Chinese virus, but it's racist to call it Chinese, even though it began in China. We're just living in an upside-down world where wrong is right and right is wrong, where moral is immoral and immoral moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong, but killing unborn babies is okay. You know, I think Dad would say, wake up, America. The unsinkable ship Titanic American has hit an iceberg and taking on water very fast. Happy Veterans Day, Dad. We miss you. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.